A follow-up to last week's story of how Ham's vintage gear ushered in the expanded 75-meter phone band. One of those involved in the celebration was Newsline's own Paul Corson, WA3VJB. He's amongst a growing number of hams who truly enjoys bringing the sound of full-carrier AM back to the ham bands. Paul was on for the big band warming and now has a first-hand report.
There was a lot of vintage gear on the airwaves and some modern electronic logbooks in the shack, and one ham discovered new problems from the old rules right as he fired up for the band warming party.
I noticed I got to redo my computerized database. It's putting in TW as a mode on the frequency when I keyed it in, so it's funny, I've got to go and redo my logbook now on the computer.
Brent, W1IA in New Hampshire, was on 3725 kilocycles AM with a MOSFET solid-state AM transmitter that he built himself.
I am enjoying this fall more than, needed in sliced bread.
Extra-class phone-ops began using 3600 to 3800 under the new rules, with advanced class licensees coming in at 3700 to 3800. The 3700 reminded a lot of people of the old days, and they took time to mark the frequencies.
I'm probably 10, well, maybe 8 KC above my novice frequency. We were down on 3716. That was the first novice frequency, Krista. Spent a lot of time there in 1965. So here we are again.
That's Tom, operating as K1J from Connecticut for the band warming party. A while later, Joe, WA2PJP on Long Island, was also reminded of his novice days.
You know, when I was a novice, I used to operate on 3730. That was my crystal frequency, 3730. And I also had one to 3710, I think it was. And how soon is it to be working down here? I had what I should have been? I could have had my DX60 on, because that's my way as a novice. And DX60 and an HR10.
But Joe was running a Collins TW1 for the band warming party. Word spread as people read about the nationwide event on the Internet, another combination of new and old technology. Here's AF1Z, Stroke 4 in Palm Beach, Florida, who got a heads up to power up his Johnson 500 transmitter.
I just got a call from a friend of mine upstate, another AMer, and he said, you got to get on it. It sounds like the early 60s again, one-on-one QSOs and all kinds of things going on, people dusting them off and turning the stuff around.
And within a few hours of the opening of the 80-meter phone band, you had your choice of nostalgic AM QSOs to pick from to help celebrate, as we hear from Ken, W2DTC in New Jersey.
Been doing a little band hopping here, working some guys on 3640, 3680, 3715. 3625, all over the place. It's a lot of AM on here, and it's very pleasant indeed.
Propagation is a radio rule no one can control. And a solar disruption made itself well known in what a Canadian AMer called cold water on the band warming party. The flutter was so bad at one point it even affected the KW1 of Dale, KW1I, in New Hampshire.
It's kind of funny to hear you, I'm kind of a monitor thing, a lot of QSD, because normally you just come in like gangbusters.
He was talking with Perf, K2VH in upstate New York, who helped us wrap up this report.
It's been a lot of fun, and yes, the AM community is out in full force tonight. I've heard some clouds coming through very nicely, but the old sun isn't still operating. But we're going to hit the band in spite of our soul. WA3VJB, you're K3V.
That's right, Herb. K3 Vintage, at least for the AM band warming party. Paul Corson, WA3VJB, for Amateur Radio Newsline.
The bottom line, Paul says that it was a fun time had by all.